107.7 RKR, the Rocker Morning Show with Mark Frankhouse, driven by MotorCarsOnline.com. Good morning. Happy Tuesday. Hopefully your day is off to a great start. Today is going to be kind of a rough day, not at work. I'm talking about when I get out of work. And for those of us who have dogs, we know why this is going to be a rough day. No pun intended. Well, with all the snow melting and everything, there's no longer any of the bright white snow to let us know where dogs have left, let's just call them presents, all over the backyard. And today, with all this snow and ice melting, it's not looking too good. In fact, I think I'm going to get some shoe covers today because it's a big cleanup day. Because we know we're going to get a bunch of snow still. Winter, we're not quite out of the woods yet. We still have just about a month before spring officially begins, but we know we're going to get some more snow on the way. But with all the snow melting, we got to clean up after our dogs. We can't just let them go outside anymore and just leave it to nature, because no, we got to do that crucial cleanup. So I think I'm going to get some shoe covers. I might get a hazmat suit. Let me know some tricks that you're going to be using to protect yourself at all costs, and good luck. 107.7 RKR, the Rocker Morning Show with Mark Frankhouse, driven by MotorCarsOnline.com. There is a major problem, in my opinion, that we have been dealing with for quite a few years now, and it's getting worse and worse. And I just feel like this problem is going to continue to expand, and that is AI. I don't have a problem with AI detecting things. Like, there is smart ways for AI to be used, and I feel like we're not using that properly. Probably the worst part about AI is everything that we're seeing online that is AI, we could tell it because it looks absolutely ridiculous. It looks stupid. It looks asinine. It's even worse for artists, too, because all of their work is basically being stolen. That's their entire livelihood, and it's being stolen away from them, reproduced awfully through AI, and it looks like garbage. Everything just looks so artificial and unreal and unauthentic is the biggest problem. Artists are really facing this problem even more than, you know, a lot of us. The majority of us, you know, the worst of our issues is having to scroll through our, you know, Facebook and see nothing but AI generated garbage. But their work is actually being stolen from them, their intellectual property. I want to know how you guys feel about all of these AI plants that they're talking about putting up in Michigan. 978-1077, what your thoughts on this are. Set the needle and crank the knob. It's Mark Frankhouse, and I've got another crucial addition to your record collection. It's vinyl and 45 on the rocker. Released on this day in 1975 is the debut studio album from AC/DC, High Voltage. This particular album was only released in Australia and New Zealand, but they released it internationally in 1976, but with some redacted songs from the album. It's a great album with a really cool cover of Baby Please Don't Go, and it should be in your record collection if you can find one of these copies. Pick it up and give it a spin today. This has been Vinyl and 45 on 107.7 RKR. Baby, don't go. RKR, the Rocker Morning Show with Mark Frankhouse, driven by MotorCarsOnline.com. So there was something that I experienced about 2 months ago. This was in January, and this is something that you're going to want to keep your heads up for. I was walking in downtown Marshall, and they had some beautiful buildings up there. But because of the ice that had been building up, the large icicles, and the warming up in temperature, ice was starting to break apart. And so officials are letting people know to keep their heads up when they're walking in downtown, because there are some buildings that may have some large icicles built up by the roof. And with this warming temperature, these suckers can break. And I'm not even kidding you. When I was walking to Marshall, I went to the art gallery, and I was looking up, and I was like, oh, my God, there's just massive icicles. And I walked in the art gallery, and I was telling this woman, who was inside. I was like, hey, I was like, man, I was like, I'm noticing like ice on the ground and stuff. And I was like, are these things falling? And then sure enough, bam, this huge icicle fell. She's like, oh my God. She's like, it's been happening all day. It almost took this woman and her dog out earlier. So the 107.7 RKR app, you can, you know, keep a heads up on the forecast, what it's going to be like, but just be aware if you're anywhere downtown that's got tall buildings and huge icicles, just heads up, be careful out there. 107.7 RKR, the Rocker Morning Show with Mark Frankhouse, driven by motorcarsonline.com. I want you guys to get in on this voting poll on the 107.7 RKR app. We're looking for the best tattoo shop in Southwest Michigan, and you can get your nominations for your favorite shop in on the article on the 107.7 RKR app. Looking for tattoo shops in Allegan, Barry, Berrien, Branch, Calhoun, Cass, Kalamazoo, St. Joseph, and Van Buren counties. So any of the tattoo shops in those counties that you want to nominate for the best tattoo shop, hit it up on the 107.7 RKR app. Get those nominations in, and we're going to get to voting starting next week. So you're going to want to make sure to get them in now, though, because the nominations end the end of Friday. So that's last time I checked today. 107.7 RKR, the Rocker Morning Show with Mark Frankhouse, driven by motorcarsonline.com. And it's time for our Rocker Big Picks of the Week. Now, Nick from Kalamazoo Athletic Wellness, it's off season for them, but I got my buddy DJ in the studio with me from Mitten Madness on 95.3 The Ticket. Good morning, brother.
Yeah, I'm here. Yes. I'm happy. I'm excited. This is going to be fun. Mitten Madness runs Saturday mornings over on The Ticket at 10 a.m.
Beautiful.
10 a.m. Saturday mornings.
And if you guys want to get down the sports action, that's where it's all at. And that's what we're doing here today. We're going to have to figure out what the loser is going to have to do. We're going to have to cook that up over the next month here or so. But we're going to take this season all the way to the beginning of football season. And we're starting off with a clean slate. So it's 0-0. We got nothing to recap except for the fact that Nick from Kalamazoo Athletic Wellness got his back waxed on air last week. That was not fun for him.
So. I did hear that here in the office. I wondered what was going on with all these people coming in early. And I'm like, there's so many people here on a day where there's like normally nothing going on. And then I heard, that stung a little bit. And I was like, whoa.
What the hell are they doing in there?
What is happening over there?
All right, let's get to our big picks of the week. We're going to start game one. Arizona, currently ranked number one against Houston, currently ranked number three. Battle of two of the best teams in the NCAA right now. But as you were saying earlier, these positions could get swapped here a little bit.
Yeah, these rankings are bound to change. Arizona lost two games this week, so they're most likely to drop down a little bit. I don't think it'll be far because they did lose to great competition, ranked competition. So I do think AZ is going to be okay in that scenario. But the projection as of right now is Michigan 1, Houston 2.
Really?
Duke 3, and then maybe Arizona at the 4.
Oh, man, that's going to be intense. So Arizona's going to have to fight back. How do you think they're going to fare against Houston?
I think this is a great matchup. I think this is two teams that are known for being at the top of the Big 12 recently. And Houston has a freshman in Kingston Flemings that is scoring the ball at an unbelievable rate. But they also have all of the front court to battle with a team like Arizona. I think Arizona knows kind of what this week means to them and establishing that chance to be a number one seed in the NCAA tournament. I have them coming out victorious in this game against Houston. But I'll say the score is going to be quite close. I'm going to go along the lines of 76-73.
Yeah, I think this is one of those games that Arizona knows, especially going into March. You did not want to start losing games. Then you're going to start, you know, you drop farther down in the standings. You're going to be playing some of the better teams, and that's how you get bounced rather quickly. I got to say, Arizona's got to be giving this as a wake-up call to themselves, and I'm going to take them as well. I'm going to go 84-75. What is your pick for this week?
My pick is a game that I'm going to be very intrigued in as a Michigan Wolverines fan. I'll let the people out there know. Michigan State takes on Purdue on Thursday. Michigan does play Purdue on Tuesday. So Purdue already coming off a tough game earlier in that week. We'll be taking on Michigan State, who has been slipping recently. As of now, they're the 10th ranked team in the country. The new projection is 13th when the new AP comes out later yesterday on Monday. So I guess we'll find out at some point what that projection is going to be, but this game is going to be blockbuster. Purdue, mm-hmm. a top team in the Big Ten. Michigan State, a top team in the Big Ten. Purdue had several preseason All-Americans on their roster as well. So this is one that will decide who's going to be where teams fall in that top 4 to 5 in the Big Ten tournament.
Who are you taking?
I'm going to have to go Purdue on this one. I don't think Michigan State has the front court down low. I think Jackson Kohler and Carson Cooper are great for them, but I don't think that they're enough to compete with the front court that Purdue has. And then also it's going to be a point guard battle between Braden Smith, who was a preseason All-American, and Jeremy Fears Jr., who's been great for Michigan State. I think he'll still be great, but I think Purdue has just a little too much. I'm going to go 83-71 Purdue.
Yeah, I think Purdue's going to get that whooping from U of M, and they're going to be hot to get back into the action and facing a state team that's been struggling as of late. They're going to take their frustrations out on them. And again, I'll take a little bit closer of a game, but I will pick Purdue on this one, 79-76. Now, the Rocker Big Pick of the Week. This is going to be an exciting matchup going down this weekend. U of M versus Duke, two of the best teams in the country right now. Both teams looking hot going into March. How do you feel about this game with U of M and Duke?
I just want to say, first off, I love that we're getting such a high-profile non-conference game in the middle of February.
Right.
This is amazing, and hopefully it sets a precedent moving forward where we see more of these games happening, because this is a great resume builder for both of these teams.
Mm-hmm.
Most likely, after the changes coming in the AP, this is going to be a 1-3 matchup. You win this game, huge quad one win.
Yeah.
You lose this game, it's a quad one loss. Not a bad loss for you at all.
Right.
Like, this is a great opportunity for them to also see what the best teams in the country are going to look like come March. Both of these teams are going to be prepared when the NCAA tournament rolls around to make that run based off of a game like this.
How you feeling? What do you think the outcome is going to be?
I mean, I can't go against the boys in blue. I'm going to take Michigan, but I do think it will be another one of those close games that they've had this year. I'm going to go 92-89.
Yeah, another high-scoring game. I'm feeling it, too. U of M just on a tear lately, and it's this team has kind of been slowly building over the last couple of years. You can see they're cooking something up. Now they're on a roll, projected to be number one. U of M going strong, heading towards March, and I really feel like they're not just my favorite, obviously, college basketball team, but one of my favorites to go all the way. And I think they're going to take down Duke. 86-81. You guys can continue to pick along with us. Keep track of your score. And we're going to give you a chance to win some lottery tickets right now. 978-1077. Caller number 7, you're going to win $20 in Michigan Lottery scratch-offs. We'll take a look at these games, and we will see how we do. We'll add the scores up and do a recap next week. DJ, good luck this week, brother.
You too.
1077 RKR, the Rocker Morning Show with Mark Frankhouse, driven by MotorCarsOnline.com. We enjoy our Fridays here on the Rocker because we start our weekends early with Presidential Brewing Company in Portage. Our good buddy Jake pops into the studio, and we crack that first beer of the weekend. We learn a little bit about the brew and what the brewery is doing that week. We give you a $20 gift certificate on top of it. So make sure when Friday hits, you keep it locked on 107.7 RKR, and we'll start our weekend a little early with you on our first beer of the weekend with 107.7 RKR and Presidential Brewing Company. 107.7 RKR, the Rocker Morning Show with Mark Frankhouse, driven by MotorCarsOnline.com. I find it very funny that Raising Cane's had to work with the city of Portage to work together to formulate a traffic plan. And I've been seeing TikToks of people, like, there's a dude driving and said when a Raising Cane's is opening up in your city, and he's driving along Portage, and there's construction cones and the digital sign that says, you know, that's giving traffic instructions. And it's like, is it really that insane? Like, is traffic really that bad? And they put together a driving plan on the 107.7 RKR app. We have it up here. We have a map for you on how to navigate yourself around the Raising Cane's. This is wild. Like, the fact that there's a fast food restaurant that opens up and we have to divert traffic away from it just so people can get to work on time and not be late is absolute madness to me.